and I get, you're going to hand me EP4. Get rid of this.
Okay, 282 is the preferred, but that's too small to bother torquing Gene. You're good as is. We're ready for you guys to go.
Okay, that looks good because I have to come left just as close to proceed parallel down the west line.
Okay, so we're ready for you guys to go. We presume you have the set photos, Jack?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and get your frame, we don't need, you can give us a frame count if you want, but remember to pick up EP4 when you get in the rover.
Okay, we got it, and the frame count is 17.
Copy 17 for the LMP, and we need a nav reset to verify there, Gene.
Yeah, I did nav reset, I'm reading all balls.
Okay, and did you happen to catch the set temperature when you turned it on, Gene, Jack? The receiver?
No, I didn't. Doubt if it changed much since I called you.
Okay, we'll catch you to station two. Okay, low gain antenna is 240, we're ready for you guys to leave. Give us a mark on the leave.
Okay. Here goes Jack, when you... The ship antenna receiver transmitter both on, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And Gene, remember we want to mark when you pass the end of the antenna.
Okay.
Just drive fairly slowly, huh?
Yep, until I get past the end, I got to get my heading changed about 10 degrees to parallel. We're still in the same relative position, Bob.
Okay, very good.
Okay, okay, we are moving right now.
Okay, we're marking that.
Slowly.
Crew has started for station two, the most distant of the stations, more than 7 kilometers away.
Target.
Okay, copy that.
Okay, we want to go past Lamb and heading 260, Jack.
We want to get at 080 at 0.4, get rid of this charge.
Okay.
Okay, and... a couple of words there as you drive along. Let me get them to you early here. One, we didn't bother to change all the numbers in the checklist, but by and large, because we think we're 200 meters east of where we were, you should probably increase all those numbers except for the explosive package numbers by about 2/10 to get the distance at which you'll come across these areas. Again, it's about 0.4, 0.5. We expect to deploy EP4. The more important number, though, is that it's 0.2 west of the ALSEP. As you pass the ALSEP, you might know what the range and distance are reading at that point.
Okay, range is the one that changes on... No, wait a minute. That, no, I got it. Okay. Which is it? Range changes every half? On the half former?
Roger, Jack. The range is what changes in the middle at 0.50 meters and 150 meters.
Okay, the fender fix is working so far.
Beautiful. Great.
Let me get around your flag. There's your flag way out there, isn't it? Yeah. Let me get around that.
Yeah,
man, that's really giving the ALSEP some room.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob, we're still seeing the light-colored Gabroic rocks. I think the reason I said 50% was because in this light they look light-colored, and that's probably largely because of the zap fit halos.
Okay, I copy that, Jack.
And the hand lens that looked like a standard Gabriel.
Okay.
And Bob, I'm full out at about 11.
Yeah, you can turn right now.
I'm full out at about 11 clicks right now.
Beautiful.
Oops.
Can you give me a call as you pass by the ALSEP and get ready to deploy the charge, please?
Okay, we're almost due south of the ALSEP now.
Okay, copy that. So go about 0.2 kilometers further than that.
It's a little rocky out here.
Yeah, it sure is. in the area we are now, you get a distance that was...
Okay, we just clicked the 4. I want to move over this way just a skosh.
Yeah. Okay, I just south of my geophone 2 flag now.
Okay, if you just clicked the 4, let's go to 6 then. Just pass the click on 6.
Okay, now what about 080? Funny good enough, I gotta start heading right out here, right towards my upper crap.
Okay, hole in the wall should be just to the left of the notch.
Yep, that's exactly where I'm heading.
And I think we're coming up closer to the rim of Camo. It's starting to look like a crater now.
Okay, very good.
Looking down sun, I see no major albedo changes except for the very fresh craters, which are brighter by a few, by maybe 20%. The surface, how are we doing? 5. Okay, Bob, here's your charge. Pick a spot, Jack.
Okay, can you swing right out over there, about 10 meters ahead?
Okay, give me a shallow turn.
How's that?
Okay, and I'll set it right there on that. In that, can you move forward and I'll get it in that little depression?
Okay.
You see on the other side of the rod?
Yep.
This charge is 1/8 of a pound.
Okay, Bob, 083.6 and 0.5.
Okay, copy that.
Okay, pin 1 is pulled and safe. Pin 2 is pulled and safe. Pin 3, pulled and safe.
Never stop and ask yourself what I'm doing.
Hey, I copy that, Jack. Yeah. If you can give us a frame count, we'd appreciate it. And I might remind you, too, to both check if you're in mint cooling, since you got a long drive ahead of you there.
Hey, I lost my sample thing. Turn the floor? I hope so.
That charge due to detonate 90 hours, 45 minutes after it was deployed.
Interesting. Okay, do you got anything to say?
I'll do a partial for you.
Yeah, we got to do a partial. Okay. I'd like to know where that sampler is. Well, we can do without it, I guess.
Yeah?
Sure be nice to... But did you come off the end?
Yeah, I think I can check it.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
If you go around to seeing that big block there by the outset, then you forget it.
Okay.
Okay, just come right around, pick up my tracks.
You want to get that sampler? Can you see it?
I think I better look.
Go ahead, take a look.
Bob, one stop here for about 2 seconds.
Okay, copy that.
Station.
Down there. Why don't you put it on real quick and I don't know why it was hard to put on. Right, it came off. Here, let me hold the end. There, you got them retracted?
Retracted.
Still retracted, let me know when.
Okay.
Okay, it's loose.
Retracted, you want it?
How
retracted
you want
again. Okay, retracted.
Let go.
Go.
No, it's just not. Okay,
okay.
I'll try and push it in once more.
Okay.
Best I can do. I'll just lock. I'll twist it down on there and maybe it'll hold.
Okay, twist it tight.
I got the rod. Okay, I'll just have to be careful.
Okay, I got it.
Get a little.
I got it.
Okay.
You'll have to put it in. Push down.
Okay.
Ah.
Okay. Yeah, let's go. Every time you pick your seatbelt up, here it is. It's not twisted now.
Okay.
Okay, set.
Okay. Okay, Jack, a reminder, we're still getting intermediate, and you probably want to go to Min before you get back on.
Get back
in now, and we're rolling.
Okay, copy and moving.
Okay, let's go to Olinowall. Yes, sir.
Okay, one other thing I might mention to you guys as you're driving here, Jack, before you start talking again, is that as you go by Camelot, you might keep an eye out for blocks along the rim there, because remember, we may be wanting to come back and move Station 5 to an area where there's blocks, unless there are blocks at the present nominal Station 5. So you might keep an eye out for that and plan for the way back. A second thing, a reminder, if you do stop for rover samples or one thing or another along the way, give us a call and keep us informed, because we're timing you on the way out, and the assumption is, of course, that driving time out equals drive back time, and we're under a 63-minute limit to get you from the LEM out to the Station 2 because of OPS drive back. So keep us informed so we can keep a good tab.
Okay, Bob. Okay. We'll keep you informed. Bob, I've got the thing 2 blocked, and I'm averaging probably 10 to 11 clicks. It's not exactly straight line navigation, but I think I can hold most of it.
Roger, beautiful.
Much greater. There you go.
And Jack, a reminder.
She decides to turn.
And Jack, a reminder on photos yesterday.
You what?
You apparently took quite a few on the way back from Station 1 to the SEP, and we're right nominal on budget now. But considering the fact that we didn't do much sampling, you continue to use them at the rate you did yesterday coming back from Station 1. At least as we understand it, you'll be pushing us pretty hard in the budget. Should be every 50 meters or every 100 meters.
Bob, okay. Now, you want to hear something?
Oh, Roger, I'll listen now.
Okay, the surface is not changing in terms of the detail. The surface texture of the fine-grained regolith still is as a raindrop pattern. The blocks still look very much like what we sampled yesterday around the limb. They're light-colored, apparently gabbros with zap bits, zap halos. Occasional craters show lighter colored ejectives, both all the way down to, say, half a meter in size. Other craters that are just as blocky as those with bright halos have no brightness associated with them. Most of the brightest craters have a little central pit in the bottom, which is glass lined. The pit is maybe a fifth of the diameter of the crater itself. It's a very standard thing for most of these pressure craters, is that little central pit. Okay, we're just south of the rim of Camelot. There's a light mantle on the other side. Look at that crater. Woo! We've got the land. Oh, and there's Camelot. Oh, man, it's Shevitz. Woo! Take a couple pictures looking at that. Okay, can you swing, Will?
Yep.
Okay, I got him. That is a 600-meter crater. Okay, and it is.
Yeah, how about a bearing and range there to help us pick out the land?
Black on the rim of Camelot.
Roger, how about bearing and range? Help us pick out the land.
Okay, 083, 1.2 and 1.0.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, there's a little another block there. Now that little crater in the ejecta did not of Camelot, at least the rim of Camelot, did not bring up blocks on the rim. May have been an old depression. Bob, there's an extremely blocky area. I think Station 5 was over there where that block area is. The light colored areas on the photos are essentially blocky. They probably 30% blocks, and all of them many of them are in the 2 to 3 to 4 meter size range. All of them look light colored, look like the gabbro we sampled from a distance. They have light halo zap pits on them. I see only occasional grayer variety, which I believe are the non-vesicular ones, like we also sampled.
Okay, copy that.
Light-colored gabbros are dominant.
Thank you.
Okay, Station 5 would have been, rather than in a light-colored area, would have been in a very blocky area.
Okay.
Station 5 is probably still very good for blocks.
Okay, thank you.
There's probably as big blocks anywhere on the rim that we've seen.
Copy that.
Okay, we ought to be going between Horatio and Camelot. Now, I'm going to give them a call when we're due south of Camelot, see if they can't get a position on it. Hold it, Jack.
Oh, watch it.
Hold it, hold it.
You can go around that one.
Yes, you betcha.
Woo!
That slows the speed up a little bit. You're going to wrinkle your toes now.
Okay.
Oh, I wouldn't worry, Gene. Watch that blocker. That's probably more than 14 inches. And got a fairly close look. The rock, and it is the vesicular, looks very much like the vesicular clinoferritine gabbro.
Thank
now,
you.
The surface of Camelot is mantled, or the rim, is mantled with the same dark gray material, and it has the same surface texture, a very fine raindrop pattern. The saturation crater size does not look bigger than a half a meter at that. Okay, Bob, I'm going to give you 081, 1.6, and 1.4. We're south of the center of Camelot.
Okay, thank you, Gene.
One crater about... Okay, we ought to see your ratio here pretty quick.
I think it's right up in front of us.
Yeah, I think you're right.